797 camels were loaded with spices, gold and precious goods. Countless mules and donkeys were also loaded, and the Queen of the South set out on her long and perilous journey to Jerusalem. The mighty and beautiful Queen of Sheba takes on a perilous journey through the desert in order to meet a king whose wisdom reverberates far beyond his own territory. The strength of the queen's encounter is only underlined by the fact that it is recounted in numerous traditions. Her names are many. The Queen of Sheba, as she is referenced in the Jewish Bible, appears as the Queen of South in the New Testament, Bilkis in the Quran, and Ethiopian writers call her Makeda in their oldest book known as Kebre Negast, Glory of the Kings. The Kebre Negast was published in the early 14th century. Drawing from the Old Testament, Arabic and Ethiopian sources, it gives the most detailed account of the Queen's meeting with King Solomon. Solomon invited her to his banquet and asked her to stay overnight in his palace. She asked him to swear that he would not touch her by force. He agreed and asked her not to touch anything from his house. The food she ate in the palace was very spicy, and she woke up thirsty in the middle of the night. She took a jar of water placed near her bed. Solomon appeared and told her that she broke her oath. After the queen quenched her thirst, they spent the night together. And the Queen of Sheba bore Solomon a son called Manelik. According to Kebre Negast, he later visited his father in Israel. On his way home to Ethiopia, he took with him the Ark of the Covenant, a holy relic holding the Ten Commandments, starting a long tradition of Judaism in Ethiopia. The reign of King Menelik I marked the beginning of the Solomonic dynasty that spanned thousands of years of Ethiopian history. The Queen of Sheba remains important for Ethiopia, says Dr. Ayele Bekeri from the country's Mekelle University.
What is significant about the story of the Queen of Sheba in Ethiopian context is, first, it illustrates as evidence that Ethiopia has a long history. And second, this story is also one of the main pillars of our Ethiopian national mythology.
One thing is for sure, the Queen of Sheba's story won many hearts around the world.
People around the world are affected by this story, and that is why they express their appreciation in different ways, say in paintings, poetry, sculpture, or other means. This is because of the nature of the story. It's all about love, unity, friendship, and the thirst of knowledge. And these are what everyone seeks. The story simply draws a lot of attention.
When Emperor Haile Selassie was toppled in 1974, the 3,000 years of Solomonic dynasty in Ethiopia came to an end. However, the story of Queen of Sheba, or Makeda, is still alive today.